You're listening to Comedy Central.
16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Take the dress. Most people remember it as an optical illusion that went viral, asking everyone on the planet, is this dress blue and black or white and gold? Turns out, that story was way bigger than just an optical illusion. It's a cautionary tale about the decline of clickbait sites, the rise of algorithms and internet polarization, and the end of fun on the internet. Seriously, and that's just one story. We're giving every character their 16th minute. So listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What if I told you imaginary friends are real?
This is just so exciting.
This Friday, get ready for the movie event with the greatest cast you've ever imagined.
Showtime.
Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., Matt Damon, Emily Blunt, George Clooney, Maya Rudolph, Bradley Cooper, Sebastian Maniscalco, John Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Awkwafina, Keegan-Michael Key, and Steve Carell.
I need to throw up or I need a snack. It's one of the two.
Gross.
If. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Written and directed by John Krasinski.
Yes, sir.
What do you think about Liam Neeson's recent admission that he really killed a black person and black people?
What do I think of Liam Neeson's recent admission that he wished? Well, I think it's really difficult because in many ways it feels like an onslaught, you know? I can understand for any black person out there to just be like, this shit never seems to end, right? You think you get past the age of lynching, and then there's still blackface in 2019. You know, you hear stories every day about black people who are persecuted just because of the color of their skin. Black Lives Matter exists as a hashtag because of that very reason. I do think, though, the Liam Neeson story, most of it was is treated the way it is because of how he told the story and where he told the story. I think if Liam Neeson had told that story on Oprah, and there was like a conversation, we would have seen it as a person admitting to a time in their life when they allowed their anger and hatred to fester into a racism that they're ashamed of. Then it would be like, because then you'd have someone on the opposite side. Oprah would be like, why, Liam? And he'd be like, I don't know, Oprah. I don't know. It was so horrible, Oprah. And she'd be like, come here, Liam. No, you know what you... And he's like, it was so bad, Oprah. It was so bad. But we never had that. So all it was Liam Neeson's talking about a movie about revenge. The next thing, in the middle of it, he goes, I know what it's like. A friend of mine got raped. I asked her who did it. She said she doesn't know. She just knows it was a black guy. And I went out into the streets hoping that some black bastard... And he put it in quotes, you know? And he went, some black bastard would step out and start something with me so that I could kill him. And the headline, obviously, is Liam Neeson. I walked the streets looking for a black person to kill, which is what he said, but not technically what he was saying, right? And I think also, I'm going to be honest, I think a lot of people take the story a little bit more seriously because it's Liam Neeson, because people see him as the taken guy. If, like, Tom Hanks said the same thing, I walked the streets for a week, black people would be like, really, Tom Hanks? Really, Tom Hanks? People are like, yo, man, we're gonna kick your ass, man. We're gonna Bubba Gump your ass, Tom. like, I think part of it is that, is like people, so it has a certain weight that it wouldn't have if it weren't for Liam Neeson. I do think it was a powerful admission, though. You know, I hope he and people who hear the story understand the gravity of what he's saying, and that is, if you're not careful, you can have inside of you a hatred that is encouraged or grown by the society that you live in, and you don't even realize how disgusting that idea is. I think it was cool that he said he looked for help afterwards. I think it was cool that no one bussed him. He volunteered the information. I think it was great that he was ashamed. You know, so for me, I that's the world I want to live in. I want to live in a world where a person who says something like that is ashamed of it, and they're telling it to you, not you're catching them out. You know, on the other hand, I hope he understands, because I saw him afterwards saying, I'm not racist. I'm not racist at all. It wasn't racism. I'm like, no, I understand why you would say that, but it is racist. That is racism that you have. The fact that you think you could just go out and kill a black man, and you're going to kill any black man for what a black man might have done, is a form of racism, because you're going, the whole race should be condemned. So you should be able to accept and be like, yes, I was thinking a racist thought. But a lot of the time I find people are afraid to admit that they ever had a racist thought, because then society says you are racist forever, and then that's it. So there's no value in atoning, I guess, you know? And he keeps going out and giving more interviews that make it worse. I'm like, why do you... Like, the things that he says, I'm just like, clearly your particular set of skills doesn't include shutting the f*** up.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Take the dress. Most people remember it as an optical illusion that went viral, asking everyone on the internet, is this dress blue and black or white and gold? But there's way more to this story than that. The dress went viral in early 2015, marking one of the last months that the internet could still be fun. It was just before Trump declared his candidacy for president and polarized an already polarized internet. It was just shy of people deciding what went viral instead of algorithms. And it was just shy of celebrities realizing that they should never, ever tweet. It's more than a character of the day. It's an entire moment in time bottled in a little, well, either blue and black or white and gold package. I'm not relitigating it again. You cannot make me. And that's just one story. We've got a million. So listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Take the dress. Most people remember it as an optical illusion that went viral, asking everyone on the planet, is this dress blue and black or white and gold? Turns out, that story was way bigger than just an optical illusion. It's a cautionary tale about the decline of clickbait sites, the rise of algorithms and internet polarization, and the end of fun on the internet. Seriously, and that's just one story. We're giving every character their 16th minute. So listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What if I told you imaginary friends are real?
This is just so exciting.
This Friday, get ready for the movie event with the greatest cast you've ever imagined.
Showtime.
Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., Matt Damon, Emily Blunt, George Clooney, Maya Rudolph, Bradley Cooper, Sebastian Maniscalco, John Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Awkwafina, Keegan-Michael Key, and Steve Carell.
I need to throw up or I need a snack. It's one of the two.
Gross.
If. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Written and directed by John Krasinski.